Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up? Welcome.
Now, Mondays can be depressing, and we're like your 30-minute Band-Aid that's going to help you through all that. We got all the celeb craziness from the weekend, so you'll feel like you missed nothing by the time we're done with you. Now, you got Atlanta over here. We got Heidi and Frank on the West Coast. How y'all doing?
What's up,
good.
Atlanta?
Good to
What's
see you.
Now, Portia's out today, but we have another pretty face in the place. We got Kiara Douglas from Wags Atlanta in the house. Woo-hoo. Welcome.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome.
So later on, Nicki Minaj is not happy with Kylie Jenner and Baby Storm, and did Drake diss Kanye West in his hometown? We'll get down to the bottom of all that and more, but first, Brad, what you got going on?
Well, Angelina Jolie feels like someone is pulling a single white female on her, and it's Amal Clooney.
Oh.
Sources close to Angelina say she's worried that all the negative divorce stories about her and Brad Pitt is making her look like a real-life Maleficent, and Amal has swooped in like the Good Witch to take her place as the most glamorous humanitarian in the world. They both marry famous actors. They both have worked for the UN to help refugees around the world. So what y'all think? Is Angelina right? Has Amal replaced her?
Well, hang on a second. Why is there not... Why, wait, we only have room for one smart, beautiful, humanitarian woman. We only have room for one. Like,
well,
what
welcome
be
to
doing?
America. Hell, that's a good thing. That's like usually with black folks. Only one black per season. So good.
I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, that's your quota.
Right? I'm glad that's not just in female hip-hop.
Well, I like Angelina, and I like Ms. Amal, too. But I'm going to go with Angelina because she's still by black children, and she's helping, you know, all races.
Gary,
so.
Listen, Angelina Jolie has absolutely nothing to worry about. She is Hollywood royalty. Mm. And, I mean, I feel like her adoption of those kids should count for extra points.
Yes, exactly.
Like, she wins the human, I think she's up, wins the race.
She's up on the leaderboard.
When you adopt kids, like, that's, like, extra points.
Yeah, it's enough room for everybody. Mm.
That's what I think, Brad. Like,
so Amal hasn't adopted any kids, right?
She still had biological.
Okay.
I'm going to have some.
Just George.
Yeah.
She had to adopt him. Well, all right. Moving on from humanitarians, we got to talk about a smash alert.
Well done.
Well, okay, so Ben Affleck recently turned 46 years old, and for his birthday, not only did he trade in his old car on a new one, he also traded in that old girlfriend of his for a new model. Well, we're getting a standing ovation from Frank. Lindsay Shookus, producer. She was a producer on SNL. He was dating her for a while, and now apparently he's got a new model, a Playboy kind of model, 22-year-old.
Nobody's clapping with me.
No.
All right.
22-year-old Shauna Sexton. Everyone thought that Ben and Lindsay were still together until he was spotted out at a dinner with this Shauna Sexton.
Well, you can't
Sexton.
Have dinner with a young Playboy model and all of a sudden, you know, you're not with your girlfriend anymore.
Doesn't look good. No.
It's like that girlfriend buyback program.
My God. Don't you love them when they're that
well,
age?
Well, I will say this. You know, it does look like this new young model is keeping him up at night because he looks like hell. Look at this picture of him in the car with her. Like, up all night. She's probably like, I'm insatiable. I just want all the time. He's like, I'm 46. Yeah. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I can't keep going.
He won't last very long with her. It'll be maybe a couple weeks, maybe a month. But I mean, you know, he wants to go back and eat some grapes. He's had raisins for too long.
Oh.
He is literally old enough to be her dad.
And she's only 10 years older than his daughter.
Oh, my God.
See, that's gross. I'm sorry.
But it's not like he has to buy her smokes for her or, like, you know, or like sign for a drink. I mean, she's of legal drinking and voting.
Yeah, but she's going to trade them in very soon, honey. She's going to think she has steak, but she have hamburger, honey. She'll trade them in soon.
All right, so I don't know how much time you guys spend on the Instagram, but apparently even NBA stars have the time to troll on each other, especially in the offseason. Yeah. So Gabrielle Union posted this hot picture of herself on the gram, and folks was lighting up with mentions and compliments and all that good stuff. So Jimmy Butler is a former teammate of her husband, Dwayne Wade, and he put, well, damn, under the pick. And Dwayne didn't appreciate him trying to D up on his chick. It felt like it was a flagrant foul. So Dwayne Wade posted, put well damn in caps on my wife's photo again, and you're going to see what the good, the bad, and the ugly is like.
If she didn't want attention, she shouldn't have posted her hard nipples and her skin.
Correct.
But here's the thing.
Everybody is going to see it, and everybody's going to comment. So the teammates that's on Instagram all the time shouldn't say, well, damn, or nice pic, or put a heart next to it, or like it. You can't express yourself.
It's not inappropriate at all, because my thing is this. Dwayne Wade did Gabrielle like a dog. He had an outside baby, a break baby.
Yeah,
so she's doing great, honey, to look like she's looking, and let the men say what they are.
Would you ever post a picture like this on Instagram?
Not with my nipples, no. But yeah, a swimsuit picture, absolutely. And I want people to compliment me, but I think when it's a teammate and I got my nipples, then it's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
Well, I'm going to tell you how Tiger Woods getting a discount might end up helping his golf game. I'll explain later, but bye for now, Atlanta.
See you later.
Bye, you guys.
All right, so you already know Jay-Z said it best. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. But Nicki Minaj is not trying to hear any of that. So for those who don't know, she released a Queen album about a week ago. And guess where it's coming in on the Billboard charts?
Where?
Number two. Travis Scott stole the number one spot. And she's not happy about it at all. Travis won the race to number one, and you know who Nicki Minaj is blaming?
Who?
She's blaming Kylie Jenner and baby Stormy, of all people.
Well, she should. She should blame them.
Why?
Because that's part of that Kardashian damn crew. They do every damn thing, and they win everything.
The Kardashians are the Golden State Warriors of doing things.
You know what I mean? It's an empire. You can't, like, no weapon formed against them show prosper. Like, it's just, you can't.
Maybe
we're
biblical,
huh?
It gets to a point where it's bibliographical. So Nicki Minaj took to her Twitters, and she was firing them fingers off, letting everybody know that she's still the reigning queen of hip-hop. Now, she went on to say, I'll put my blood, sweat, and tears to writing a dope album, only for Travis Scott to have Kylie Jenner post a tour pass telling people to come see her and Stormy. LOL, I'm actually laughing. Queen broke the record of being number one in 86 countries. Thank Jesus and thank you to my fans.
She is delusional.
And you're supposed to use every available resource to be number one.
Trust me.
Travis Scott was number one the week before Nicki's album came out. And is he supposed to roll over and die because Nicki's album dropped?
No.
Nah, you call in the reinforcements.
Okay.
You get all them Kardashians and even them Jenners to come through and represent.
Well, Nicki was stupid. She should have got down that picture of Safari and posted it and sent it on out again. 200 and all her friends, damn it, would have been buying the album again. So, hey, you ain't number one.
So just a picture of his joint?
Just the Safari. That's enough. All we need is the mistletoe.
If she can't be a Kardashian, who should Nicki align herself with that it, like, is power?
Hell, with a doggone Jenner. Get with Bruce.
No. Come up with an album called Queens.
Unlike Travis, honey, D.L. Hughley, y'all said that he's never had any white meat and he isn't talking about chicken.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he don't like pork.
We interview y'all with Vlad TV. DL spoke about a variety of topics, including his experience with interracial dating, and this is what he had to say.
I f*** a lot. I've never had a white mistress.
Never?
My mistresses have been black.
Have you ever had sex with a white woman?
No, I haven't. And not because...
Wait, you've never had sex with a white woman?
And
in life?
No.
Really?
Well... Vlad seemed to be shocked that D.R. has never had the white meat. Are you guys shocked?
I'm a little shocked.
I mean, I am.
Especially in being a comedian for so long, traveling and being in all these different states and be popping as long as you've been popping, you would think you would have sampled everything.
So what's your white woman experience in head crack?
I've had every type of meat off of the sampler platter, everything except anything called loin. Red meat, white meat, dog meat, black meat.
It's all about the person, Gary.
Is it?
Now, Gary, have you ever had any of the, some of that pink lank?
Oh, my God. I only like Oscar Myers. Good and pink.
Well, up next, the battle between Drake and Kanye is getting heated. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all?
That is a particular rapper who wants some respect on his name, and that rapper is Drake.
Drake?
Yeah, why? I'm not talking Aretha Franklin respect, but Birdman respect with a K.
Oh, Lord.
So Drake is taking shots at Kanye West, and he's set tripping because he did it in Kanye West's hometown of Chicago.
Wow. Yep.
He was rocking out at the United Center in the Windy City and began singing the song Know Yourself, which is one of the bigger records off his current album.
Right.
Then he changed the line from Kanye drop to then Kanye flop. Take a look.
I had a yellow techno marine. Then Kanye flopped. It was portals and backpacks. Man. That was when he did was pushing the Subaru hatchback.
This has been like an ongoing thing. I mean, between Drake, Jay-Z, Kanye West, they're good for sometimes changing a couple lines in the middle of their show just to reflect whatever beef they may be going through at the time. And, like, what better way to plant the flag and then do it in somebody's hometown?
So Drake and Kanye are beefing.
Yeah, you missed that whole thing.
The thing like, with Pusha T, he's definitely shading him.
Well,
that's
these men are being
shade.
Very bitchy. I'm so sick of black men acting like bitches. It's driving me crazy. Really driving me crazy.
And the seeds of this little battle, like, I mean, they go pretty deep. I mean, it's been said that Kanye West gave Pusha T a lot of the ammo that he needed to battle Drake and put that song out, the song of Adelon. We was talking about Drake's porn star baby and all that other stuff. Yeah. And, like, you know, Drake was actually helping Kanye West work on the album that he put out. So his whole thing is like, how dare you, sir?
Yeah. Some other stuff though. He was guilty after he made the comment about slavery. So I really don't care what Drake say about him.
But with Chicago being the city already where people are terrified to go, why would you go there and start stuff like that? I mean, that's not.
Well, because he knows his metal detectors at the arena in which he's in. So you know he's pretty safe.
Oh, y'all have metal detectors in the arena?
Well, y'all, moving on. Father Baldwin says hell no after his precious sweet daughter Ireland posted this sexy photo of herself on Instagram. Well, y'all, it didn't take long before Papa Baldwin shared his take on the photo. The 60-year-old actor wrote bluntly in her comments, no, just no. The image of the 22-year-old model posing nude was for the PETA campaign, and Ireland has made it known how she's proud of her body and she has no shame in her game.
All right, Miss Ireland. But you know what, though? That's wrong for him to say no. He was the same bastard her daddy called her a piggy.
When I don't think it was that.
I think it's a
was
different
it that kid, though?
Kid.
Yeah, it was that one, honey. It was Ireland. He called her a piggy.
I think it was.
Not, doesn't he have an older one in Ireland,
no,
too?
That no? was Ireland, honey. He called that child a pig, and now she's trying to show the world her ham, and then.
She definitely got her ham out. Her ham is out. But, I mean, she's 22, though. You know,
yeah.
She's 22,
she
so I would, you know, you got to give her a space.
Well, Gary, have you ever posed nude or showed too much skin on social media?
No, well, I was in a bikini. Yes, I like my bikinis.
Okay.
And I was wondering, I'm like, am I ready for a bikini again?
Oh, Lord, you must be getting that body together.
Yes.
Gary, you look like you look good.
Yes, honey, these clothes camouflage a lot.
Don't listen to
them, child. Anyway, honey, Vivica Fox, y'all, honey, is she being shady or what? Well, according, honey, to reports, honey, the actress was asked if she would play Omarosa in a biopic, and she made it clear that she is not a fan and would do no such thing.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness. Well,
how dare she?
Gary, somebody is entitled to feel how they feel about playing a part in a movie.
We'll talk about it.
Oh, God.
Then, honey, she went on to say, honey, my BFF's book would have to do well in order for her to get a movie. The actress said, if it flops, O's gotta ride off into the sunset on a donkey, because she connected herself to and has. The shade, honey. My thing is this, bitch. How in the hell would you not want to play Omarosa?
I actually think Vivica would play her very well.
I think that Issa Rae would play a good Omarosa.
I can see that.
Uh-huh. I know, can see that too.
Yeah. Chocolate
I can
salt.
See it.
Yeah.
I think maybe Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys is so light skin.
You know how they put light skin and make them dark?
No. Yeah, they put on some makeup. Brand new, a wig.
You can play Winnie Mandela. Speaking of Omarosa, she will be here hanging out with us tomorrow. That is right. Just set your DVRs now.
Yes.
You do not want to miss this tomorrow. And we got a lot to ask of Gary's BFF. So don't go anywhere. Also, because we got more Dish Nation for y'all after the break. Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back.
Now, everybody I know, literally everyone, I know, wants to lose some weight and look better. Well, this next guest has helped thousands of people do it just like that. Even stars like Steve Harvey, Beyonce, Anthony Anderson. The list goes on and on and on. We got our man, Mr. A.D. Dolphin, the CEO of dherbs.com, home of the full body cleanse. He's going to come through, chat with us. A.D., how you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing great.
So you've helped mega stars get their body intact, and with your full body cleanse, what makes yours different than the rest? Because there's a new diet or cleanse or something every month.
When people think of cleansing, they're thinking they're going to have to starve themselves, they're going to have to drink some special concoction. Our cleanse is nothing like that. Number two, I would say the fact that our formulas are 100% natural, down to the capsules themselves. They're actually vegetarian capsules. And number three, our cleanse focuses on the entire body. That's your gallbladder, your heart, your liver, your colon, your spleen, your lungs, your kidneys, your adrenal glands, your blood, and your skin. Not just your colon, which most cleansing companies tend to do, which can give you the illusion of cleansing.
Now, AD, you appear to be in great shape. Yes. What kind of results can, like, you know, just regular mortals like me and Brat achieve by using the D-Herbs cleanse?
Well, I would probably say number one, weight loss. You can lose between 10 to 30 pounds on a D-Herbs full body cleanse, depending on the condition of your body. Also, more energy, stronger immune system, clearer skin. You'll be able to focus and concentrate a lot better. So it's a lot of variety of different things that can actually happen for you.
Now, with the, you know, like one of the clients we mentioned earlier was Steve Harvey. You remember back in the day when he was doing a TV show, he was a little doughy. then he got all chiseled and, like, you know, old man superhero.
I love that guy.
Was that you in the D-Herbs that helped him get to that new chisel?
We definitely played a role in that. I love Steve. That's my guy. Actually, during that time, he had me come down and spend 10 days with him and just hang out with him to help him do the cleanse properly.
Now, do you do that with every person that takes the D-Herbs? Like, if I get it, are you coming through and you go?
You know what? I do it for you, Headcrack. I'm there.
Don't leave me out. Don't leave Brett out.
Brett, I'm going to come see both of you.
I'm the one that needs
to be held accountable.
Yes, okay.
Now, everybody, you heard it here. Stop making excuses as to why you're still doing the same old thing and not making the changes you want to make. Go to dherbs.com. Right now and take a step towards a better, healthy lifestyle. Stop putting it off. Do it now. D-Herbs will help you lose that toxic waste so you can lose that toxic waste so you can lose that toxic waste. I said it 3 times because it's important. So if you're struggling with diabetes or high blood pressure, all you got to do is go to dherbs.com right now and use the promo code DISH for a nice discount at the checkout. Promo code DISH, you get the checkout, you get the discount, you get the hookup, all right?
And it's been the number one seller for over a decade.
There's a reason why they're still here. So go to the letter dherbs.com or call 866-4-D-HERBS. That's 866, the number 4-D-HERBS. Use the promo code DISH, and thank you so much for your time.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. You.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere because we got more DISH Nation for you right after the break.
DISH Nation. DISH Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. It's hump day! But it's not Wednesday. Yes, one of the most famous brothels in the world, Sherry's Ranch, thinks they can help out Tiger Woods with his sex drive. And they're offering him a 75% discount of any of the ladies of his choice to help get his sex drive back, his game.
Oh, because when he was having sex with all those girls cheating on his wife, his golf game was really good.
Bring up that.
Well,
that's what they're bringing up. Yes, because he's recently come back. He had a tournament August 12th, and he was doing well. Now, Tiger's game hasn't been what it was since that scandal back with his wife and all those ladies. So they're thinking that maybe that's what he needs to get his game back.
Oh, my God.
I think for a lot of athletes, it's about just your game in general, your game with the ladies, your game on the golf course or on the court or whatever it might be. And when you take one of those away from somebody, it seems like that their entire game falls apart.
Right.
So I think that there is some legitimacy here that if we start giving Tiger Woods discounts at whorehouses, he's going to be back on top again. In the bottom and on the side, and you know,
he won't just be above the hole.
I don't know,
he'll be
can be wherever he wants,
behind the hole.
75% discount. Who else could use that to get that talent back? Rob Schneider, let's give him a discount.
Deuce Bigelow, American Gigolo. Do we need a sequel? Or a
this
third
is
one?
The sequels, Deuce Bigelow, and Tiger Woods picks him.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.